Greetings once again. Welcome, bienvenidos. Hola, aloha, wainiha, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee, karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace now, go vegan, peace how? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation in the one party, cheese covered post constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, with a special salute to Uncle Sam Manella. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Oh, in today's program, we explore the Krishna consciousness movement, coming up a big festival in Los Angeles tomorrow. We will talk to Balabhadra. It's interesting that the audience keeps expanding for this radio program, the various interests for example, the Seventh-day Adventists who appreciate the health message of this program and point to Genesis book 1, verse 29, that we should be vegan, and the Krishna devotees finding the show and recognizing the cow consciousness, the compassion for cows that we represent here. And also, we welcome devotees of Supreme Master Qinghai, who has embraced compassion for animals, veganism, and understands the impacts on the environment and how going vegan will solve global warming. So it's great that we expand our audience beyond its normal, the normal audience of just jobless, protein-deficient animal rights terrorists, you know, who care more about the life of a rat, a beagle, or a monkey than they do about a vivisector's right to an exorbitant salary. Huh? So if you're just discovering this program, Go Vegan with Bob Linden, how might we explain this meaty aberration? Huh? Well, I'm Bob Linden, animal liberation media infiltrator, producer and host of this radio program. And, you know, really, how has show business allowed this to happen? Well, first you go to the media, the big wigs, the meatheads at the top, and assure them of their bribery. I mean, payment for the program. You know, you assure them that they'll get paid on a weekly basis. And then you have to explain the program to them. You know, the way all programs get explained in Hollywood compared to something else that was a hit. So you have to say that this is, it's going to be like Star Trek only with performing raisins, or, I don't know, be like E.T. only with Roman gladiators, you know, whatever. Seinfeld had a show about nothing. Okay, here's a show about everything. Saving your health, saving the environment, ending global warming, ending energy crises, stopping deforestation, desertification, soil erosion, resource depletion. Yeah, we have a show here about something, huh? We have I want this to be a rating success. I wish it could be something like Howard Stern puts out, huh? He's always making fun of body parts, and we're talking about eating body parts here, and he's always talking about burps and farts. Can we do that? Well, turns out that cow burps and farts are what are adding the methane to the environment, 23 times more deadly than carbon in the greenhouse gas equation. And how about poopy, huh? I mean, I'm always telling you vegans are number one at number two, huh? And I'm not just saying that because...
Oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Because we are the most regular people that you will ever find. Also, just so you know, the production of, if we're going to talk about poopy for ratings, the production of excrement by the total United States human population, 12,000 pounds per second. Production of excrement by U.S. livestock, 250,000 pounds per second, 25 pounds of cow manure per day, huh? So, I think talking about poopy is well, really, really no joke, huh? I don't think it's funny at all. So, also no joke, what, Michael Savage was talking about. Let's see. I wonder if we have time. Probably not. Maybe I can get into it a little bit later in the hour. I do want you to know that Balabhadra is coming up. He is the founder of the International Society for Cow Protection, and we will talk to him about Krishna consciousness. Also, Vaidya Priyanka, excuse me. She is of the 700 years family of Ayurvedic healers from India, and we will talk to her from Chennai in India today, from her Ayurvedic perspective, and we talk to you from our vegan perspective. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I invite you to support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We are a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. You can donate online at goveganradio.com, or please make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147. That's P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. Check us out on the website where we have archives and podcasts, and you can also make a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
Go Vegan Radio is happy to welcome the sponsorship of Explorer's Bounty. Exploring the planet for nature's finest bounty and offering sustainable products, USDA certified organic from estate and co-op farming partnerships. Ask for Explorer's Bounty products at your natural foods market, select grocers, or order online at explorersbounty.com. Remember, while you're enjoying that delicious cup of coffee or that handful of artisan dark chocolate from Explorer's Bounty, you're not only helping Go Vegan Radio, but you're supporting small, sustainable farmers around the globe. Visit explorersbounty.com right now to order USDA certified organic coffee, whole bean or ground. Select the wonderful Peruvian light roast or medium roast from Colombia and Costa Rica, and dark roast from Ethiopia and Sumatra. Also available, Sumatran dark roast decaf. And to satisfy that sweet craving, look for the organic vegan dark chocolates, hand-covered espresso beans, cocoa beans, macadamia nuts, and cashews. Explore for yourself at explorersbounty.com. That's explorersbounty.com. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. You say you have a beef with your jerky, and now that you know it's mad and sad to be biting on bovine, how now? No cow? Primal Strips and Primal Sticks Meatless Jerky. Meaty satisfaction without the meat. At Whole Foods and natural markets everywhere. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com and visit your natural foods market for smoked or pepperoni Primal Sticks or Primal Strips varieties. Hickory Smoked, Teriyaki, Texas Barbecue, Thai Peanut, Hot and Spicy, Mesquite Lime, Vegan, Kosher, no preservatives, MSG, GMOs, or cholesterol. Soy, seitan, shiitake, voted Veg News Best of Show Natural Products Expo, and Pita Pragi for Best Vegan Snack. How now? No cow? Yummy, high-protein, primal strips, and primal sticks at Whole Foods and your natural foods market. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com. That's PrimalSpiritFoods.com. Check out the Raw Game, sponsored by EverythingRaw.com. Visit RawOlympics.org, a series of competitions to showcase Raw athletes. 15 medal events, including cycling, running, swimming, jumping, tree climbing, and martial arts. And 15 medal events, each winner takes home an ounce of gold. November 21st through November 24th in Pahoa, Hawaii. Interested in competing or being a spectator, sponsor, or volunteer? Email contact us at RawOlympics.org or call 4
334-960-7293.
It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. OrganicHarvestCafe.com. First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veginase. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit FollowYourHeart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Blendon.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and it's the month of the Olympics. Many athletes, by the way, are enjoying Primal Sticks and Primal Strips, the meatless jerky. So as we continue today, with respect for the cow, no beef jerky, meatless jerky. Try Primal Strips, and you will enjoy them. Athletes are enjoying them, 10 grams of protein at least in each one. There is a huge, and it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com program. Archived and podcast, and please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We do have to purchase the airtime from radio stations so that the cows can have a voice. There's a huge annual Krishna festival that's happening tomorrow. If you're listening on K-Talk in Los Angeles, it's tomorrow in Venice Beach, the Ratha Yatra Festival. And again, that's tomorrow if you're listening in the Los Angeles area. And when you hear Hare Krishna, what do you think? What do you know about the Krishna consciousness movement beyond melodic chatting, perhaps somebody giving you a flower, or George Harrison? Today we have somebody uniquely qualified to address our questions. He is the managing director, founder of the International Society for Cow Protection, and one of the spiritual leaders in the Krishna consciousness movement. And I welcome today Balabhadra Das. Welcome, Balabhadra. How are you today?
Very good, Bob. Thank you very much for letting me be on your show.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. So what is being celebrated tomorrow at Venice Beach? What is the festival?
Well, the festival is Ratha Yatra Festival, and it's been going on in India for literally thousands of years. And in America, it's been going on since the late 60s. And one of the forms of Krishna, Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe, traditionally comes from the temple and is taken to the beach for a big picnic and gives all the living entities a chance to pull his big chariot.
Mm-hmm. It's a very festive event, a lot of great music. It's very colorful. I've been there. It's quite the celebration.
It's quite the celebration. There's lots of chanting. There's lots of different booths giving different aspects of the Hare Krishna movement. So anybody who comes down and would like to ask questions of any of the devotees there, I'm sure you'll get some very good answers about the Krishna consciousness philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit, give us a little introduction to Krishna consciousness? I know that it's certainly there's a basis of compassion for all living beings, a special heart for the cow. But tell us, many people don't really know much about Krishna consciousness.
Well, the Krishna consciousness philosophy is based on one of the scriptures of India, which is Bhagavad Gita, or the Song of God. where Krishna appears. One of the verses that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that whenever and wherever the principles of religion are being discarded, that he will either come himself or he will send a representative to reawaken the aspects of religion. So the Krishna consciousness movement, through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or the great chanting for deliverance, is to help us understand again that we are eternally part and parcel of God, that our eternal relationship with God is as servants, and the eternal consciousness of the soul is actually very joyful. It's not one of moroseness, which we are seeing here when we're in the material realm.
And what of vegetarianism? Perhaps people know of maybe the book The Higher Taste. Perhaps they read it many years ago. And so vegetarianism seems to be a part of Krishna consciousness.
Yes, vegetarian is a big part of the Krishna consciousness movement. Lord Krishna is also known as the cowherd boy. So the cows are a very important part of Krishna consciousness. So we are lacto-vegetarians, although a lot of the Krishna devotees are becoming vegans because they cannot get cruelty-free, lifetime-protected dairy products. So instead of supporting the slaughterhouse industry, which is not just eating meat, but is also the dairy industry, where the bull calves are going to slaughter, and when the cow who is giving milk is no longer able to give milk and she goes to the slaughterhouse. So if one is still supporting that aspect of the diet, what we call blood milk, a lot of the devotees are actually becoming vegans because they still do not want to support the slaughterhouse. So this is based on compassion. There's different aspects of different religions, such as Christianity. One verse in Isaiah, if one killeth an ox, it is if he is killeth a man. Also in Genesis, the first book in the Bible, if the Lord says that there are fruit-bearing seeds, there are herbs-bearing seeds, these shall be as your meat. So compassion plays a big part in the Krishna conscious philosophy. And karmically, if one is supporting a slaughterhouse-based diet, then that violence is going to filter through society, whether it's in wars or violent death on highways, murders, heavy crime in the cities. It all translates. So part of the philosophy, again, is compassion, specifically to all the innocent creatures.
Right. Well, I have a Krishna devotee friend in Los Angeles, and sometimes we have a bit of a clash because we feel like we have the same cause, and he was very interested that you and I should find common ground. But my friend Punya here says that we need to join and ask people to go vegan or go conscious veg. Now, he talks about a divine arrangement for the consumption of meat. Of course, being vegan now, have come to conclusions about dairy as being really unhealthy. And actually, when we talked a while back, you did talk about the history of the relationship with the cow, and dairy really wasn't at the top of the list, right?
In the Vedic times, which was many thousands of years ago, cows were not bred for milk. The main reason for breeding cows was to produce bulls, which their service in the social order of things is to provide the power for agriculture and transport. The second reason for breeding was to provide dung or cow manure for agriculture, as well as for cooking fuel, antiseptic properties. The third reason was for urine, which was also, according to the Ayurveda, the Veda dealing with medicine, one of the important aspects of medicines. And the fourth reason, according to the Vedic times, was milk. And it wasn't even considered a reason for breeding cows. It was considered a byproduct. It will come automatically. And the consumption of milk, you don't need very much milk if you are going to take milk in your diet. two cups a day is more than adequate.
And, of course, I would offer the alternative that, one be vegan and not have any milk, or maybe have soy milk and rice milk. I wanted to tell you, Balabhadra, of my friendly conflict with my friend Punya, the devotee in the Los Angeles area. So we have a friendly clash. He says that drinking cow's milk is of divine arrangement. Of course, I'm promoting being vegan. But he says that his goal is to stab the heart of the slaughterhouse industry, that his goal is peace on earth for all beings, that earth become a global animal sanctuary, which, you know, sounds beautiful to me. Sign me up for that. But he also thinks that nirvana is ever-flowing ice cream. I guess I would suggest soy ice cream or rice ice cream in this day and age, because really what he's saying to me is we need to put out the message, go vegan or go conscious veg. And when he wants me to embrace conscious veg, he's saying, well, it should be okay to drink milk from a farm such as yours, but you're offering lifetime sanctuary to the cows whose milk you are drinking. You're offering lifetime sanctuary to the bulls who were born there. Nobody else is going to do that. That's not commercially viable, is it?
It's not commercially viable. I do agree with you that in this day and age, to get dairy products that are cruelty-free, lifetime protected, where the animals are taken care of with love and devotion from the time of birth to the time that they leave their bodies, according to God's time, it's virtually impossible to find dairy products based on that aspect. So if one can't find dairy products where there is love and devotion, lifetime protection, cruelty-free, then I would have to advise, don't take dairy products. My family, we are 99.9% vegans, and we have 22 cows. We're not milking any cows. We haven't milked any cows for 3 or 4 years. So we don't take dairy products from outside. And if you do want to have a situation where if you look at the dairy industry and the slaughterhouse industry as a business, you have supply and demand. If the demand goes down, the supply also has to go down. So if people would go vegan, that would help to diminish the demand for the slaughterhouse products, whether they are meat or whether they are blood milk. So we actually have this responsibility that if we can't get dairy products that are cruelty-free, lifetime protected, we should actually be vegan.
Well, thank you, Balabhadra. The website is for the International Society of Cow Protection is iscowp.org. And just a quick quote from you. You did say if you can't get the kind of milk from your farm, the conscious alternative is to be vegan. If one is buying dairy from a source where the cows will end up at the slaughterhouse and their bull calves will end up at the slaughterhouse, then the ones purchasing those dairy products are supporters of the slaughterhouse and will reap that collective karma.
We have a conscious responsibilities as inhabitants of this planet to live a conscious life. If we cannot get dairy products that are not slaughterhouse based, then absolutely we should be 100% vegan. And I agree with you 100%, Bob.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan. Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
Wouldn't you love it if a chain of great vegan restaurants started opening around the world? Well, you will love Loving Hut. The first restaurant is now open at 516 Barber Lane in Milpitas, so you can stop by for a delicious quick lunch or a relaxing dinner. Also now open in Taiwan, Vietnam, and Hong Kong. Coming soon to Palo Alto and San Francisco. No animal ingredients, dedicated to peace, love, and harmony for all beings, and that's why it's 100% vegan. Loving Hut. All waste recycled and composted when possible. To-go packaging, recycled, post-consumer. And whether you're vegan for forever or about to make the transition to the most noble diet and lifestyle, you will love Loving Hut. 516 Barber Lane in Milpitas, delicious international vegan cuisine. You can see the menus and get directions at lovinghut.us. That's lovinghut.us. So, and the phone number there, 408-943-0250. Yeah, you'll love it. Check out the menu at the website. Maybe can we hold off on the Michael Savage story? You know, it was what he was quoted saying about autistic children that got all the headlines, but really what was said just before that about minority children just coughing and, you know, trying to get aid and assistance and faking it. Well, we know what minority children are fed. We know that there's cow milk on the cereal in the morning. There's macaroni and cheese for lunch, and there's coughing all the time. You know, lactose intolerance, it's not a disease. It's natural. You know, it's crazy. It's like saying, oh, I'm bullet intolerant, right? Because my skin is pierced by a bullet. I'm bullet intolerant. Well, you know, when you put in a foreign invader like dairy in your body, what do you expect? And you have pretty much most minority populations are lactose intolerant. They're not dairy consuming populations, and with good reason. It's not healthy. Anyway, I wanted to go more into the asthma and lactose intolerance, and maybe for next week, huh? But the reaction to milk being it's controversial. Is it the formation of histamines as a result of the lactose intolerance, or is that the asthma itself, or is it an allergic reaction to casein? Huh? We will look at that a little further next week. So, I don't think kids are faking it. Minority children are not faking it. Asians and Native Americans, pretty much 100% lactose intolerant. And Hispanics and African Americans seems to be the figures about 80%. So, we'll maybe look at that story next week regarding Michael Savage. I don't know if you saw the story in the LA Times that was July 10th, more than 4,800 dairy cows at risk of carrying tuberculosis being slaughtered in Central California, where nearly 16,000 cattle in the country's largest milk-producing region have been quarantined. You don't hear much about the tuberculosis and leukemia. You know, a really good website to go to is notmilk.com, notmilk.com, or milksucks.com. You can read about lactose intolerance there, and lactose intolerance and tuberculosis and leukemia, and scientists have detected antibiotic-resistant bacteria in pork, pigs, and some veterinarians. It's possible that these so-called superbugs could infect farm workers or even people who eat pig. Antibiotic-resistant bugs were found in more than 7% of over 100 pigs veterinarians tested. The same bacterial strains were found in nearly 50% of 300 tested pigs. So, anyway, antibiotic resistance from the consumption and handling of pigs. I guess just about running out of time. There's legislation being considered in the California State Legislature to reinstitute cruel cat declawing in West Hollywood. Why does animal legislation always somehow get overturned? This is terrible. So, all right, well, check around, Google for that. Go to the League of Humane Voters California chapter regarding the declawing, okay, in West Hollywood. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We will continue. Please support this show with a donation. GoVeganRadio.com.
MEATSTINKS. Meat Stinks.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at EverythingRaw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy, raw, dark chocolate, 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at EverythingRaw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at EverythingRaw.com. Call 434-293-6325. EverythingRaw.com.
Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original, great-tasting, organic vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction.
For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. The website is goveganradio.com, where you can find archives, podcasts, and you can make a donation to support this program, as we do have to pay the radio stations to be on the air and bring you information available nowhere else. And today, we are going to speak to a very respected well, she comes from a 700-year-old lineage of women, Ayurvedic healers, from Kerala, India. And today we are going to talk to Vaidya Priyanka from her office in Chennai in India, formerly Madras. And welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Vaidya.
Oh, hi, Bob. It's such a pleasure to talk to you from India.
Yes. Tell us about the city where you are now. You're in Chennai?
Well, I'm in Chennai right now, and it is a coastal town, extremely beautiful, and this is where the tsunami hit a few years ago, and there's so much work to be done because there are many people who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorders. So I come here often to help out in the local community.
Now, you come from a 700-year-old lineage of women Ayurvedic healers. First of all, how would you describe Ayurvedic or Ayurveda? What would that mean? How would you introduce the audience to that?
So Ayurveda is called the science of life when it's loosely translated from Sanskrit. And Ayurveda is a form of Indian holistic medicine, where we treat the person holistically, taking into consideration their mind, their body, and their spirit. We consider the mind, body, and spirit as one, and we get to the root cause of all the issues as opposed to treating the symptoms.
And this tradition goes back 5,000 years?
Well, according to the internet, it's about 5,000 years. It's up to between 7,000 and 10,000 years is when they have documented evidence that Ayurveda was practiced in India.
And so coming from a family with a history of 700 years, you must know it pretty well.
I guess it is in the genes, that's all.
Right.
Just, you know, it's beautiful. It's a way of life for me and several others. I'm sorry?
Oh, and so you see a lot of people in North America. You're in San Francisco a lot. That's where I saw you last year at the event for the San Francisco Vegetarian Society World Vegetarian Day. So what are some of the health secrets of your Ayurvedic background that you can share with the listeners of Go Vegan with Bob Linden? What about dairy? You're in India, a lot of dairy is consumed there. We're talking today also on the program with Balabhadra of the Hare Krishna, Krishna Consciousness Movement, and the consumption of dairy with devotees. Help us be healthy from your Ayurvedic family history.
Ayurveda has a lot of, you know, different kinds of dairy products that is used in their medicated preparations. I practice what is called Ayurvedic integrative medicine, where I incorporate the best of everything that I consider good health and meet it out as advice to my patients. So we have a few things that I would like to share with your audience. Primarily, I insist that people don't eat anything which has any kind of preservative in it. So if you are looking at a label, I would not have any of my patients consume hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated or enriched products. I mean, things which we have to think for a moment to sell, we shouldn't be eating. And Secondly, I am completely averse to eating meat or fish of any kind. I think it's very important to eat vegetables, and I'm very pro wholesome foods, and I'm very anti foods that are in any way considered to, you know, make the entire body sluggish. And as far as Ayurveda is concerned, so we use it, you know, we use ghee, which is clarified butter or milk, in some of the preparations for medicinal value. I do not recommend my patients or my clients to consume dairy on a regular basis. I have been vegan since I was 4 years old, and I enjoy being that. There is no mucus in your system. You have extreme amounts of clarity and energy, which is really important. It doesn't make you sluggish. You don't act feverish. You don't act, you know, so I believe that there is a huge implication as to what we consume and how we go about living our lives. Definitely you are what you eat. And I also don't recommend people eating anything which is refined. So any white products are out.
Like, white refined sugar you're talking about, for example?
I mean, white refined sugar, white rice, white pasta, anything which is white, which is refined, which doesn't occur naturally that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, you're vegan since you're 4 years old, and I just want to say we're talking to Vaidya Priyanka, 700-year-old lineage of women Ayurvedic healers. She's vegan since she's 4 years old. So what is that telling us?
All I can say is that I don't think people who are vegan age, you know. I think you're not really having the milk from another animal. Human beings are the only, life that's available on this planet that drink the milk of another animal. I think that's completely disgusting in itself.
How do you argue with tradition in the land of India, for example, right?
Well, I have looked at milk under a microscope, Bob, and it has pus, blood, and mucus in it, and that's not what I want to ingest.
No, not very appetizing at all. And and you take digestion very seriously. That's a part of your concentration, right?
Digestion is one of the most, of course, digestion is one of the most important aspects of Ayurvedic medicine. And we have, we consider the digestion as digestive fire, as Agni. And, you know, this Agni will be put out if you have anything cold suddenly shocking your system. So we do not recommend people even having cold water. Huh. We don't recommend people drinking water during their meals because it will dilute their gastric juices and digestive juices. We do believe in drinking warm or room temperature liquids at all times. And anything which is done in extreme is going to be harmful to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the United States now has so much processed foods, it's unbelievable. I mean, people are aging so fast. As far as I'm concerned, even ourselves need not age. It's in case we really watch what we eat. You know, I always say this, you know, there are many times in which, you know, people talk about the human body as a place of worship. They say it's a temple, it's a church. But if you really go to a temple or a church or a synagogue or a gurudwara, there is no way that you're going to see litter there. But if you consider your body a temple, why should you be littering it? It's as simple as that.
Right, and it sounds to me like you think animal products are litter, pretty much, right, for the body, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Would animals eat human flesh? No.
No. Of course not. And what would some of your recommendations for the healthiest foods be? What do you recommend highly?
Yeah, I recommend quinoa a lot, which has high protein in it. It has all the 8 amino acids present in it. I like brown rice. It's part of a very wholesome macrobiotic diet. So the Seventh-day Adventist there. And I do like people to have a lot of green leafy vegetables in their diet. I always tell people do not eat fruit with your meals or right after your meal because then the body gets confused and only digests the fruit. It doesn't really digest the meal. So it's really important to eat fruit away from your main meal as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. And just we have another minute or two left. How about dairy and lactose intolerance, asthma, along those lines? What do you think?
Well, I've noticed I treat a lot of young kids who have autism, and I've noticed that when they go on a GFBS diet, which is gluten-free, casein-free diet, the results which they get from consuming the supplements and herbs is much better, because dairy does cause you to get really slowed down. I've noticed a lot of people who have precursors to cancer. Once they get off dairy, these cancer targets go away. And so it's really important to understand that dairy has caused so much harm to the human body already. And I just would not understand why people want to do this. Another group of people that I treat are people with digestive disorders like ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. Completely get them off dairy, the supplements work much better, and they recover much better, and they don't need any surgery. People with autoimmune conditions, especially lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, they heal completely. So most important part of Ayurvedic medicine is that many people do think that, Ayurvedic medicine and homeopathy, such things will take a long time to work. I believe that when there is no filth in the body, I consider dairy filth in the body, when there is no filth in the body, the herbs and the supplements work much faster.
Okay. How might people get in touch with you, or if they're interested in...
They could email me on vaidya.priyanka@gmail.com, vaidya.priyanka@gmail.com. I travel quite a bit, but I'm quite prompt in replying.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, it was great seeing you last year in San Francisco. Hope to see you again soon. And thank you for an enlightening discussion. And if people do want to get in touch with you, they can see the spelling of your name on my website at goveganradio.com. And I'm thankful that you could join us today from Chennai in India.
I know. Thank you, Bob. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Our pleasure. Thank you, Vaidya Priyanka from Chennai, India.
Bye. Have a great evening.
Thanks. You too. From a 700-year-old lineage of women Ayurvedic healers, she knows since the age of 4, she's been vegan. She knows the secret. Now you do too.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
Peace begins with your plate. Your vegan plate. Vegan Plate Restaurant. 11943 Ventura Boulevard, just east of Laurel Canyon in Studio City, at Radford next to CBS Studios. Vegan Plate Restaurant. International cuisine. Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, wraps, burgers, desserts, lunch and dinner combinations. Vegan Plate Restaurant, Studio City. Free delivery. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. 818-506-9015. 11943 Ventura Boulevard. Vegan Plate Restaurant.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips, or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour. At friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Berea locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
GOVEGANRadio.com. GOVEGANRadio.com.
Okay, please support this program. The most important thing we can do is vegan education. That's the solution to all the problems you hear about on this radio station all the time. We got to stop complaining and stop blaming and take responsibility. Each of us must go vegan. We have to do our share for the environment, for the animals, and the reward is improved human health. You know, for the past few weeks, you've been listening to this program, and I've been saying, oh, forget the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. We need a Vegetable Enterprise Terrorism Act. We have to protect our vegetables from the slander of our United States government. It looks like the good physicians at Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, seem to agree with me. They sent out a release that says, during the current salmonella outbreak, the Department of Health and Human Services and the Food and Drug Administration, an agency within HHS, have focused Americans' attention first on tomatoes and now on jalapeno peppers as a likely source of the infectious bacteria. However, contaminated produce is only the last link in a chain that began with the meat industry. It's essential for consumers to know that burgeoning meat consumption has caused a massive overproduction of chickens, cows, pigs, and other animals, leading to unprecedented production of feces that ends up in the rivers, streams, and irrigation water and contaminate otherwise healthful produce. It's the meat, okay? Give it up. Go vegan.